With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says Americans continue to get squeezed by the Biden inflationary economy.
You look what's happened to grocery prices, which are up 25%. I was just with a diner owner a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me his egg prices have tripled in the last 3 years. It's at the gas pump where we're seeing all of a sudden the race back to $4 in the summertime. And the failed Biden energy policies.
Youngkin was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. producer prices rose 2.1% from last year, slightly less than forecasters had expected.
U.S. producer prices rose last month. It's more evidence that progress against inflation may have stalled this year. The Labor Department says producer prices rose 2.1% from last March at the fastest pace in nearly a year. That, of course, raises doubts about the timing of any interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve. In the face of aggressive hikes by the Fed, inflation had fallen steadily after peaking in the middle of 2022. But the improvements lately have been hard to come by. I'm Shelley Adler.
O.J. Simpson has died. The former football star who was acquitted of charges. He killed his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman, but wound up in prison years later in an unrelated case, died in Las Vegas on Wednesday night. Simpson had been battling cancer. A celebration of the end of Ramadan devolved into panic Wednesday in Philadelphia. That's after rival groups exchanged gunfire, leaving at least 3 people injured. Hundreds fled the event in the city's Parkside neighborhood after the shooting. The Dow is down 137 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 109. This is SRN News. America is getting history lesson in the fight over abortion.
The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to enforce an abortion ban dating to 1864 is throwing a spotlight on a little-known part of this country's past. Namely, that people in the 19th century were well aware of abortion and were determined to stop it. Doctors led the way with the American Medical Association, formed in 1847, helping convince every state in the Union to ban abortion by the year 1880. Times, as they say, have certainly changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An 18-year-old man is accused of planning to attack churches in a northern Idaho city using a metal pipe, butane fuel, a machete, and potentially his father's guns. Alexander Mercurio has been charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. After attacking the church, he told the FBI he planned to attack others in town before taking his own life. This is SRN News. For the first time in state history, there are no fishing signs posted in California.
Federal fishery managers voted to cancel all commercial and recreational salmon fishing off the coast for the second year in a row because of dwindling stocks. Wednesday's unanimous vote by the Pacific Fishery Management Council is a blow to the state fishing industry that supports tens of thousands of jobs. Like 2023, this year's decision was made in order to protect California's waning salmon populations after drought and water diversions resulted in river flows that are too warm and slow for the state's Chinook salmon to flourish. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A former high-ranking Democrat legislator in New Mexico pleading not guilty to numerous federal charges stemming from a corruption investigation. Cheryl William Stapleton accused of diverting millions of dollars meant for vocational education in the state's largest school district to businesses that she had an interest. More details at SRNNews.com.